Before I started doing the midday with Evan, the guy that I did it with first is the gentleman sitting to my left. I know he's on WABC now with our old buddy Bernard McGurk. I even saw him on The Specialist on Fox.
Yeah, you saw that.
Unbelievable. Guys everywhere. My old friend, the great Sid Rosenberg. Here he is, Sidney Arthur. Oh, baby.
It's great to be back. You know, it's funny. And Joe and Evan, you both do a terrific job. It feels... when you were setting that up like 1,000 years
oh
ago.
Oh, my God, it is.
It was 2003, I think, when you came on for Jody Mack.
04, me and you.
04.
Yep.
And it was, and listen, Bernie's great. Our show is great. I love him to death. But working with you was a great time. But I will say this. In my stead, since I've been gone, you could not have found a better partner than Evan Roberts.
Yeah. Thanks. No, we've got a heck of a run. 10 years, bro. It's hard to believe.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's longer than
middays.
Your first wife.
I outlasted her.
Pretty close.
Here's the question.
Pretty close.
Would you rather
I was already dating other women.
Would you rather be talking about the Met and Yankee bullpen or healthcare? That's the real question.
Well, healthcare is not my favorite topic, but would I rather be talking about the Met or Yankee bullpen or Donald Trump? That's a whole other story. I mean, you guys are
all related, right?
Well, listen, even Joe has gotten to the point where he is addicted. This comes from both of you.
Oh, yeah.
To political television.
Oh, it's crazy.
So whether you love the Knicks, and we do, or watch the draft tonight, the Giants, the Mets, the Knicks, there has been nothing more compelling. Nothing than the last 18 months, the whole cycle. I got in that business at the perfect time.
You did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, the ratings have been through the roof.
Through the roof.
I mean, you kidding me?
And you're a perfect example because I always follow this crap, right? I always follow
you. You're great
with everything, right?
On my show quite a bit in Miami in the morning.
Yeah, I really analyzed it well when I said it's coming down to Rubio and Cruz.
You were all over that.
Yeah, very good. Well, Cruz was sort of there.
Right.
But I remember because early on, when I'm watching this stuff, Joe's not into it. Joe's into history, doesn't know much about what's going on. And I remember the day he walked in and said,
"Your stuff's interesting, bro."
And from that moment, you've been all
hey, I give Donald Trump credit. He got me back into liking politics again.
Well,
I got to say that.
But,
he did.
But Joe, is it a combination of Donald Trump getting you back into it and the Mets are atrocious? If the Mets were any good, I mean, what I saw the last three nights, that's boys against men.
Yeah, but the Mets were actually still pretty good when this all started.
That's true. You're right.
It was last summer. Right?
You're right. You're right.
You know.
Yeah. They've been, it's been
a disgrace.
It's been terrible. It really has.
They're abysmal. But here's the thing that you have going for yourself.
Me?
You're a Giant fan.
I am.
And even though you hate Eli Manning for some dumb reason, I don't know why.
Listen, you do this and the fans do this.
Because you do.
How could you hate Eli Manning?
I said he's a very good quarterback, but because I said he's not elite or great, Evan goes, I hate him. He's a very good quarterback, but he's not great.
Two.
So what?
No, many.
Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls, too. Was he great? No.
He's a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not.
He's
not in the Hall of Fame.
He should be.
But he's not.
But I understand he's not, but that doesn't mean he shouldn't be.
We can argue
this for the Cal
The first Super Bowl he won because of the defensive line. He made up the great play, Plaxico, blah, blah, blah. And the second one,
he had about
the play to Kyrie. He's been in the league for 13 years. About 9 of those years, they've done nothing.
You root for such crappy teams outside of the Giants. Wouldn't that make you appreciate it even more?
No. Because you're Jet fans, you don't win anything. And frankly, you're more embarrassing than Hillary's performance.
So, you're wrong.
Right, because of that, whoever wins is God.
But Sid, if I had a quarterback that won me two Super Bowls, there'd be an altar in my basement.
I mean, what are you kidding me?
I understand.
Listen, I'm not complaining. This should be an exciting year, too. They got a great wide receiving core. You got three guys.
Yeah.
Shepard, Brandon, Marshall.
Yep.
And if OBJ could ever grow up and just play for
him, Marshall's going to be instrumental in that. I think Marshall's going to be a big help to Beckham.
Well, let's hope so. You know, we're not that far removed from somebody taking a kitchen knife out of his stomach that his wife put there. Now he's the guy that's going to cure OBJ.
Well,
I mean, I was in Miami when Marshall got there.
He's a different guy.
He's a different guy. That's it. Hey, listen, I know all about being a different guy.
Yes, see?
Nobody knows better than you.
You think?
There was many a day back in 2004
when
me and Joe would work together. I got to say this quick.
We have some classic moments. We can't get into them.
Why not?
No, we're not getting into
them. I got to tell you one. So Joe and I are going to the Knick game, right?
You can tell this one.
So we go to a restaurant on the Upper East Side, right? So I'm still drinking back then, and a lot. So, and Joe, you know, we have a great dinner. And I'm about three double Bloody Marys in. We got to run to the game, right? So Joe has this great idea. Let's go inside before the game starts.
Oh, yeah.
Because Isaiah Thomas is speaking to the
right,
press.
Right.
So I stumble in there with Beningo. I'm like this. You know, I can barely walk.
Yeah, you are.
Sitting next to Mike Breen. I got six Bloody Marys in me. Isaiah's talking about Tim Thomas. And I decide this is a perfect time to ask a question.
Of course. Why not?
A drug question?
Why not?
I muttered and stuttered my way through some question. The whole place broke up. And then I had to beg, basically, the Knick management, you remember?
Yeah, I do.
The next 2 hours not to throw me out. They kept coming to my seat going, we're going to have to throw you out of here if you don't come.
That was a classic, bro.
Do you remember the question at all?
It was something about Tim Thomas. You remember?
Something about Tim Thomas.
I don't know.
They couldn't play. Wasn't
Thomas.
Any good. Something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of moments, Joe and I, that were.
How about when we did the Cyclone game that one time, and neither of us know anything about the freaking Cyclone.
They put us on to announce the game.
Yeah, I know. Are you kidding me?
By the way, I guarantee you, by a show of hands in the audience today, how many of you guys have the Joe and Sid bobblehead doll?
It's still around.
Right? All of you, right?
We have it around.
Oh, my God.
That's a collector's item.
It's still around, bro.
I took my kid's shoes off of my mantle in my living room and put our bobblehead up.
Yeah, we got a couple around the house, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
We got one in the office. That's valuable.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. No, I know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I saw.
Sid, great seeing you, my friend,
too. Great, bro. Congratulations on the great gig. You and Bernard?
Me and Bernard on WABC.
God bless you.
Can I ask you this?
And I'm back with Imus, too. I'm doing sports and stuff in the morning.
What do you get? You know, I know you got some things in the past. That doesn't matter. Ask Trump. What are you going to run for office? You got it in your family.
You know why?
You know why?
The first Jewish president.
And not only that, but here's what's going for me. I got nothing in the closet. It's all out there.
Go buy my book right now.
You are. Right.
Listen. That is true.
I drank. I did drugs. I gambled. Here I am.
They can't get anything, Sid. That is no doubt about it.
There you go. Right.
Thank you, Sid.
Bro, all the
good
love.
See you.
Great to
How
see you.
How about you two guys, huh? How about the midday show on WFAN? Kicking ass.
The great Sid Rosenberg.
Sidney, all the love, bro.